What a beautiful day. Amen. This is a great day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For myself and my family and all here, we welcome you this morning. We hope that you meet Jesus. Because he's the one. This is the reason for Christmas. Amen. Without Jesus, there will no Christmas. Yeah. Even if the world is celebrating big holiday time and a lot of things, but Jesus is the reason for Christmas. Amen. And that's why we're here this morning, to worship Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The joy of Christmas is a great joy. Amen. The whole world, most of the world, they're celebrating Christmas. Well, let me tell you what Christmas is all about. Amen. For me, Christmas is Jesus, our Savior. That's what it is. You know, the name of Jesus, it wasn't given for anybody, a human nature. The name of Jesus was given by the angel of the living God. So I will show you. If you have your Bible, this is the Holy Bible, this is my Bible. If you have your holy phone, you can open it up. But I will not change the Bible with the phone. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm just, because all the verses I've been reading this morning, and that's a wonderful thing, is I've been looking, we have a new preachers coming up in our church, and that's a blessing. Some people will try to call from overseas. It's Mishaka from Kenya, because he wanted to see what we do for Christmas, but I think it is midnight over there anyway. So I'm just looking, Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Just to let you know the name of Jesus, where they've been given to him. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news, the great joy, which will be to all people. They're born today, the child is born today on the city of David. The Savior, his name is Christ of the Lord." And then continually he has said, "And suddenly the angel of the Lord," they said, "his name is Jesus." Amen. Amen. So that wasn't given by her mom. That wasn't given by anybody else. But that was given by the angel of the Lord. So Jesus means Savior. Amen. And I hope this morning you all are here to worship our Savior, a Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. Savior is name born to give in to us. And that is a wonderful thing that we can see in our life, that Jesus is born to give us the salvation. The angel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid. It's a visitation from the heaven. And I will be give you good news. You will conceive a child, and his name is Jesus." And she was so happy. And they told her everything. And a few months later, she rejoiced that with the family members. She went to see, you know the story well. She went to see her cousin Elizabeth. And when they've closer together, the joy of the Lord explodes into the life of this family, because they become in contact with the Holy Spirit, that the anointing of God, they give him a sign that she was conceived the Son, that God is promising to us. Glory unto God in the higher, and peace on the earth, and good news for all men. When I say men, they mean even women, because the Bible uses that medieval name is men, but including all who create him. You know, in Matthew 1:21, they're telling that they will bring the Son who is saving the world. And the Son, his name is Jesus, for he shall save the people from the sin. There is no other way you can get to heaven except through Jesus. And my advice for you this morning, to receive Christ into your life as your own personal Savior, to give all of your problem or all of your things that you have into his care. If you have a problem, come to Jesus. If you have a difficult thing with finances, come to Jesus. Because he has the answer that nobody has. Amen. He has an answer for me. He got an answer for you. He got an answer for anyone with a great problem. And so Jesus, it is the great joy. And that's what we're celebrating this day, the peace of the Lord, the great joy as the world get together to have a holiday season. But I wanted to tell you that the beautiful holiday season you have is to invite Jesus into your heart. Amen. You invite Jesus into your heart, then you have a great blessing. And the great blessing will multiply to your life, and that they give you the great joy. Every day that you be get up in the morning, you can say, thank you, Jesus, for my life. Amen. Amen. Because your life is come from Jesus. Amen. I remember a man was telling me, he said, oh, no, it's my father, my mom. I said to him, well, your father, your mom come from Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Did you hear the story when the little boy said, Daddy, on the morning, said, Mommy said that we come from monkey. The father said to his son, your mama's side is come from monkey. We come from God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we've been created by God. You know, whatever you try to do, you say, thank God for my life. Amen. Because he's the one that giving to you. So God wants you to be happy. Amen. How many people want to be happy this morning? Amen. So many of you want to be happy, and that's a wonderful thing. You see, happiness has come from God. Amen. He wanted to be joy. Amen. He wanted that we come together and we have this beautiful song. I don't know about this girl that can change themselves in 2 seconds. I couldn't do it. Amen. If you wanted me to change my suit and my tie, I would spend half an hour before the mirror. Amen. So, but these girls, they're beautiful. They change in a couple of seconds. And boys and girls, they're really great. They're happy this morning. They're full of joy. Amen. They're looking beautiful. Amen. Just touch somebody next to you and say, you look really nice. Amen. You look really nice. Amen. If you see the next to your wife, and just give him a kiss and tell him, Merry Christmas, darling. You can do that. Amen. If you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, just squeeze the fans. You know, you just come on the way. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have a happy day. Amen. Is it Jesus wants us to be filled with joy, with the great joy. I said to my wife this morning, Merry Christmas, darling. I want to kiss her. But she said, come on, we got to go to the church. We got to cook something. Yeah, amen. So she was wanted to make something nice. You can take a photo for me. You can put it on the Facebook. Is everything okay? Amen. So today is a great joy. Amen. Amen. Glory. I even have a new lights for the girls here. Look at this. Right? Yesterday, we spent some money to put a new lights because of the lights, amen, represent the beautiful thing from Jesus. So looking for happiness, the Bible give us a wonderful, enjoyable to be happy. In Matthew 2:9-10, when they saw the star, the directing way the baby Jesus was, amen. And the Bible telling us the excellency, personality, the wisely people that mean the wise council, they come and worship the Lord Jesus. Amen. They come. They told me I have it 10 minutes, but you give me 20, no? Amen. At the end, I'm the pastor. I can do that. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. You give me 20 so I can still bless you with a great joy. Amen. So happiness is really good. Amen. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're happy, say amen. Come on, come on. Shame. Well, this side is a bit happy. That side, I'm not sure. I got to give me a little bit of jump this side. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And that's what it is. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And for every morning, every day, you should have a joy into the presence of the Lord. The true joy will be found in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I found the true joy of my life in Jesus' name. Even when my wife upset me, I'm gone to Jesus. And Jesus said, I love you, darling. I love you, son. You know, I have a problem with so many people, but never have a problem with Jesus. He's always loving me. He grabbed me. You know, when I feel it cry, Jesus comes and says, come on, son. Come on, Paul. You know, he's shaking me up a bit. So, and I feel happy again. Amen. So you can do the same thing. When you feel sad, you're gone to Jesus. Jesus will bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel sorry if you don't understand my accent. You know, my accent is Italian. It's one of the best in the world, you know. Amen. Yeah. I don't know if your accent is America or whatever, but my accent is Italian. It's one of the best in the world. So you should be proud that you have a pastor that can speak with Italian accent. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody told me, he said, why don't you go into speech therapy many years ago? And they said, they will take you why this is accent you have. So I was, oh Lord, you know, I'm a pastor. I got to look like Australia. So I went to this speech therapy. And just to tell you the story to make you funny, this young lady was trying me to teach me to speaking. And when she was trying me to speak, you know, to take away my accent, I said, cow. Why? I said, I'm a cow. So I like the way I speak. So I just give up after a couple of weeks and I never go anymore. Amen. So keep your language. Amen. And glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're going to Kenya, no problem. You can speak the language that nobody understands. If you're going to Botswana, you think you speak the heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The joy of a Christmas is depending on your heart. Amen. It's depend on your heart. You can make the joy of Christmas great into your life. So remember that if nobody give you the joy, Jesus can. Jesus can give you the joy. God can give you the gift, the excellence joy. Because God wants you to be happy. Amen. He wants you to be happy. He promised us that he will be with us every day. Amen. He promised us. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you every day of your life. And Jesus is with you even when you're feeling by yourself. Jesus is there. The only thing you needed to have is the great gift. Amen. The great gift that God is giving to us. It's not a gift that you can buy on the shop. It's not a gift that you can buy with the money. The gift that comes from the heaven. Amen. There is no price you can buy. Amen. So that's how much valuable before Jesus. He gave his life for you. Jesus come to redeem, to give you that blessing. That happiness. The true motivation of a bless is love. Amen. And Jesus loves you. God so loved the world that he gave his own son. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have a everlasting life. Amen. You know what that means? They mean they will live for the eternity. This world is only a short time. But with the love of God will become the greater glory before the presence of the Lord. He loves you so much that he gave you life. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Jesus is the reason for this day. Amen. You know, they don't really matter what television show you, what song they sing, what prize they doing. Jesus is the reason. Amen. Jesus. And this church here is only Jesus. There will be no other. Only Jesus will be the head of our worship. Amen. You can have a great joy in this Christmas. My love for you, my heart for you, that you be full of joy. And on behalf of the whole of us, our staff, our family and everybody, we wish you to have a blessed Christmas. And if I don't see you for New Year, I want you to have a successful, blessed year. Because the next year for us is going to be more glory, more blessing, amen? More great joy, and more special in our life. Glory be to God. So I just want you to remember that. The Savior is going to return to take us to the heavenly place. And today, you and I, we have the opportunity to be full of joy. And I want to pray for you this morning that this joy will never depart from your life. Amen.